Back at the State Farmers Market, we've driven through an hour, seen a lot of things too. A lot of blueberry bushes and camellias and things from all over the place. Johnny, Johnny Coley is with us, extension agent in person, and also in Granville counties. Phil Campbell is with us, owner of Campbell Road Nursery. Brother Rufus is here, and Harrison and Chris Hooks. I don't know who all, but weren't you? You had another pruning demonstration coming up. Did you talk about that?
Next Saturday, we mentioned it over in Timberlake.
Yeah, that's right.
If you want any information on that, just give us a call at the office, either Person County or Granville County office, and we'll be glad to give you more information. We do have a registration on Eventbrite, but if you don't get registered, you can come and we'll get you registered that day. So. But yes, from 10 to 12 next Saturday in Timberlake's 450 CC Andrews Road in Timberlake.
And you can stop at TG Brooks and get you a Coca-Cola.
There you go. Stop at
and pack of naps.
Afterwards, you can go to lunch at Flat River Cafe.
Really good cheeseburger that Rufus and I both had cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
And I had French fries. Rufus had, what is it the kids get? With their Happy Meals.
I don't know. It's been...
No, the type of potato. Anyway, he had those, whatever the kids get.
Okay.
Yeah. French fries were good. I'm sure Rufus's...
Like tater tots?
Tater tots. That's what Rufus had, was tater tots.
Uh-oh. Yummy.
Gracious. Tater tots are
forever. Yeah. He said they were good, too. And the people were so nice. They're at Flat River Cafe.
Yeah,
they got the restaurant, and then you go next door, and they got the grocery store.
Yeah.
They got it all right there.
Yeah.
It's a pretty little area where the Flat River goes
comes through. Hurdle Mills is one of those communities. Just several counties, I think. It's part of it's in Orange County, part of it's in Person County.
I know. Rufus and I have seen it all. Seen it all.
We've been in every county
connected with it.
Yeah. But it's, Person County is just a friendly county. I mean, Granville County is as well. It's where I grew up is in Granville County. But it's, Person County is real nice. Everybody's friendly.
That's beautiful. It's beautiful country.
Yeah. You get up around the lakes, the lake, Hyco Lake and Mayo, and beautiful.
Rufus and I have not seen that. Maybe on our next trip up to T.G. Brooks, when we leave the Flat River Cafe, we'll get lost near Hyco Lake.
Yeah, go north.
we're always heading south, trying to head south, but... Even with the GPS, it keeps... Rufus, we're talking about getting lost. He was talking about the lakes up there, Hyco and all. So maybe the next time we get lost up there, we'll end up near one of the lakes. Wouldn't that be nice?
I've got a boat. With a navigator on it.
Yeah.
Will you use your phone next time? Surely.
Well, three's a charm. The twice we got lost, and I see the third time, Johnny.
You don't think so?
It was a conglomeration.
It was a beautiful ride.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
That's the thing. You get lost in Person County, it's still pretty.
Rufus is a little taken back because he had a nap in mind.
Yeah, I had a nap
and
in mind.
It took us much longer.
I didn't want to go to Burlington to get back to Raleigh.
We didn't go all the way to Burlington.
We
came right out at Eflin. Went through Cedar Grove.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Y'all took the scenic route.
I knew where that
was. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did y'all come out right above, right below Yanceyville on that road?
No, we didn't go quite that far. We didn't go that far.
We came out
at Eflin.
Okay.
I was being drawn to Eflin because that's where I met Melissa.
That's right. See?
Oh, I mean, something about that is magnetic.
Magnetic, too.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say? Anything else you want to run me down for?
Well, no, you pointed to the side of the mountain, and that's where you said this camp was. And I saw a picture of you in your youth where you were a hunk, man. You were such
a
hunk.
Appreciate that.
With long hair.
Bathing suit.
I was strong, too.
He was ripped.
I was ripped.
Yeah.
And it was July 4th because I was out there trying to put down. I had a thing in my hand with some lime in it. I was trying to put down lines for the games that we were going to have that day. Boy, it was hot that day. That's what I remember about it.
And then Melissa must have thought you were hot.
she liked me okay. I mean, that was probably it. She's not very discriminating.
Well, she hadn't left yet.
No, I had 50 years this year.
Wow.
For marriage, I had met her a couple of years earlier. That was 73 when we met.
Goodness.
These are.
Yeah, see, that's odd to think 73 has been 50 years ago.
Yeah.
52 years ago.
Well, and 50 years ago, and I was serving a subpoena on President Richard Nixon, which is hard to believe, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So, 50 years.
Yeah. A lot of water over the dam since then for all of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
So somebody's lifting the gate out there. Get some little sunshine. Boy, I tell you, we got some sunshine out here today. It's a little
There's not any on that side of the building, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go down
not
there.
Right up against the building. Ooh, that's
cold. That reminds me, I'm going to go down to the hammock shop and see if I can get it's called a Farmer's Market T-shirt.
I saw a sweatshirt,
but
I'm sure
Linda
they got
one.
A T-shirt, too.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to go down there and get one for these cold winter nights.
Yeah, yeah.
If he's got extra, extra large.
Mm-hmm.
But my daddy says extra.
All right, so we've pretty well covered blueberries, but... What we've talked about pruning. What should we be pruning right now?
Well, right
besides
now,
some of the fruit.
The main
trees.
Thing right now is you can prune just about everything as long as you're not pruning things that are blooming on last year's wood.
Yeah, spring flowering things.
Spring flowering forsythias, and of course forsythias going to be blooming here pretty
soon. Mine has been blooming all winter. I have one.
Really?
There have been some blooms on it.
Wow.
And I had to walk over to make sure because I have a witch hazel that's bright yellow, same color over there. And but it has been blooming all winter. I mean, one or two or three blooms on it.
I had a spirea that started trying to bloom early. We had a warm-up, I guess, in January, and we had a spirea in the yard that started. But they're toast now.
I've got a toaster and spirea.
Yeah, it started blooming way
my
too
my winter honeysuckle is doing very well right now.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen
you have a right big one over there, don't you?
Well, it's a tree-like thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one about 8 feet.
Does it have... Do y'all have really good fragrance? Or
mm-hmm.
Yeah, good fragrance.
Does it smell like honeysuckle?
Yes, it does.
I got mine at Camellia Forest. It's a little bit different one than the old-fashioned one my mom had.
Yeah.
So. Well, Phil has a nursery. Then at the same time, though, she's got her own little private reserve where she gets just as excited as all of us do about her camellias, her other plants.
Rhododendron.
And then things that your father planted.
Yeah, her little,
every
little
camellia,
private garden.
Yeah, every camellia and sasanqua and azalea and rhododendron and the pines in front of her house were rooted by my dad.
Wow. That's awesome.
And that was, I mean, he passed away in 94, so.
Yeah, yeah.
It was back in the
70s. And they all look 70s. So good, so healthy. And
don't do anything to them.
Big, yeah, yeah.
Just let them go. Goodness gracious.
I'm not going to say any names, but I knew a nursery man up around home one time. His personal residence looked like the devil.
Well, it's kind of like
didn't have a tree
Shoemaker's,
or a bush,
yeah,
or anything around it.
He didn't have time to plant anything.
And I always wondered why in the world this nursery man that had good plants didn't want to fool with anything at home.
Well, he didn't have time. He's always at
I don't want to broadcast at home myself. I don't even want to think about radio at home. So maybe that's his thinking. He didn't want to deal with it. He had enough of it during the day.
It perplexed me, though, and that was a problem.
It is. I mean, it's not a very good sales pitch,
right?
When you have that type of business and you don't.
Well, doctors are the last people to take care of themselves. Lawyers are the last people to have a will. That's how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, in the nursery business, it seems like when we had our nursery. I asked my wife one time, I said, well, when do we leave the nursery and become plant collectors? Because it seemed like that's what we started moving toward. Because we wanted the unusual things. You know, if they sold, that was fine. If they didn't, but we like to have the, you know.
Well, have you still got them? Some of your collection?
No, we have some.
The livestock ate them.
The livestock ate them. We have some. At the house again, it goes back to time, Rufus. You gotta pick your battles with your plants.
Well, let me ask you this: you're a livestock man. Are you a Hereford?
Hereford, yes, sir.
Hereford, polled Herefords.
Polled Herefords. Yeah.
How did they take to the snow and stuff?
They handle it okay. As long as you keep them fed, they want food and water, and they're good.
Did you ever have anything like pink eye?
We have had pink eye. We've had cancer eye.
That's sort of exclusive to a Herford,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I know my cattle stuff pretty well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That white face, if you had no pigment, they seem to.
Right.
I mean, I've heard of cows getting them with pigment in their, you know, the black ones, the Angus, they can get it too. But usually, if you have a no pigment or the white face, they are more susceptible to the pink eye.
I used to judging of the future farmers of America.
Oh, wow. That's one of my favorite things at the State Fair, to watch the judging in the, Graham building.
Yeah.
All right, we're at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh. More coming up on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Okay, now I can talk. I was talking too much before we were on the air. I was too much energy spent there for not enough air time. I'll try again. We're back at the at the market shops at the State Farmers Market, and Rufus is here.
I just have a wonderful gift here. I mentioned that I was going to go down here to the hammock shop.
Yeah, don't mention anything around Phil, because it'll suddenly appear.
And get a T-shirt that says Farmer's Market.
You going to throw that at me? Or?
And I love it. I bought Linda one.
Oh, it's broken.
And said I had to have one. So we're double X. We're going to be fine.
Yeah. Phil's chair's broken. Where'd the chair come from? Harrison, where'd that chair come from? Is that ours?
That's our chair.
You know what? Okay, well, I think I'd put it in the garbage can and get another one.
What could be wrong with having triple X?
Huh?
I don't know.
Do you want a triple
X? It doesn't look that big, Rufus. I know.
That's what scares me.
He's off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard.
Yeah,
Rufus is going.
He's going to rush down there before somebody grabs his triple X.
He's not that big.
No, he's not.
I don't know why he wants one one like that. But at any rate, I tell you, we're just moving here too fast. I got to
go find Monica.
I need Monica to come by because I wanted to bring her one of these cans that Sweet Melissa designed and had made for all of our
our show co-host, and Monica is that.
Well, if
even
you wanna,
though she's also a sponsor.
If you want to try something really good, but I have to go with a mild, and it was still a little spicy for me, but it's good. The lady over here with the, I guess the...
Oh, we have. We have tried it.
Have you had that?
Oh, yeah.
Those Cheetos?
Yeah.
Mmm.
I don't know if I've had Cheetos, but...
Oh, yeah. It is? Oh, okay. I'll have to try some then.
She's from Louisiana.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
So she knows about Andouille yeah. and all that stuff.
All right.
And Cajuns and
uh-oh, here he comes.
Stuff. All right. He just wanted another one folded. So, well, I don't. I think
that's too big to little.
That's true.
Yeah, I think
I'm like that too.
Yeah, kind of in between size. All right, all right, Steve. Let's go quickly to Steve before we have to go. We only have about 2.5 minutes there, Steve. Hey.
I don't have it won't take long. I just want to tell you guys that our first Daylily Club meeting is March the 2nd at 2
my birthday.
PM, at 2 p.m. on at the Arboretum in Raleigh.
Yep.
And we have two speakers coming up from South Carolina, two hybridizer Daylily breeders, Heidi and Charles Douglas. And they breed for very, very large daylilies. So if you want to look at their program, they have some really beautiful flowers to show off.
I bet they do. And go ahead, Steve.
And they will have more. They will have auction plants too. So if you want to come and walk out with something, you could come and do a really good show. And they are very fun. Heidi is a blast. She will absolutely have you in stitches.
Well, there's some really nice people in the Hemericallis group in Wake County, and Steve is among them. And and if you want to learn about, if you're interested in daylilies, that's certainly the place to go. What, it's March 2nd at
March
the...
March 2nd at 2 o'clock at the Arboretum in Raleigh.
Okay. And that'll be in the main building there?
It's in the educational building, yes.
Right, okay.
The Ruby somebody building.
McSwain.
McSwain, yeah. We have about a minute. What are you doing to your daylilies right now? Just
I'm watching the snow melt.
And that's at snow, at water is good for them. It's slow.
Yeah.
Slow melting.
Yeah, we need to kill the bugs. That's the biggest thing.
Well, we have made an effort with that, being a little too, it's been a little colder than normal.
Yeah, the 20-degree weather helped kill those crown bugs, so, yeah.
All right, well,
all right.
Hopefully. Thank you, brother.
You guys have fun.
You take care, Steve.
We would be there, but my granddaughter's having a volleyball tournament. We're in, We're going to the
gotcha.
Game.
Don't get in the way. Don't get in the way out there. You get hit by a ball.
I won't.
All right. Take it easy,
right,
Steve.
More
coming up here at WPTF. We're back on WPTF for the weekend. Wait a minute, Brad. At least say hello.
Yeah.
Brad Crone with us, one of my good friends and former colleagues. You all right, buddy?
Yeah, doing great.
Yeah, you been on with Mr. Curtis lately?
Enjoying it. I have been talking. I talked with Don on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Good,
so
good.
Doing very good listening to y'all this morning and getting ready for planting season.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
This summer.
Are you a gardener, too? You like vegetables?
I love gardening, but I don't have any space for it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We do tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
I live in a townhome at Charleston Ridge off of Ridge Road.
So, oh, okay.
Containers, right.
Well, what kind of tomatoes do you grow? Do you have any particular varieties that you like?
No, the big boys.
Yeah.
primarily something that I can put on some white bread and mayonnaise and have tomato sandwich. Yeah.
Well, you sound like you're a member of the club there. So, I've been trying to tell Rufus that a bacon, tomato bacon and lettuce and all that sandwich is good with pumpernickel, too.
Really?
Pumpernickel, rye, really
white bread.
Well, like really heavy bread.
Duke's mayonnaise.
Duke's mayonnaise.
There's nothing wrong with putting mayonnaise on there.
Brad and I go a long way back when he was a reporter for his daddy.
Right.
In the Clayton paper over 50 years ago.
How long did
I was still with Senator Urban.
How long did your daddy own that paper?
Oh, golly. We started the paper probably in the mid-80s.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
But my father worked with Senator Sam on the advertising in the 68 campaign.
How about that?
And then he worked with Robert Morgan when he ran for Attorney General.
Oh.
My father and Robert Morgan worked together on I Beverly Lakes campaign in 1960.
Oh, wow.
So that's when he started.
Oh, my goodness.
And he came from Channel 9, WNCT, where he worked with Hartwell Campbell.
Wow. So he worked with Slim Short, too, didn't he?
Yes, totally.
Slim Short was my hero back in the day.
The good old days.
Oh, God, he
great
was so good.
Great listening to y'all this morning.
Thank you, Brad. I appreciate you coming
good
by.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, sir.
It's nice
Brad,
to meet you, Brad.
I look forward to seeing you on State Line. Sometimes they need to put you and me together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Trouble, right?
Yeah.
Great.
Y'all be good.
All right, Brad. Take care, buddy.
Man, you believe all these celebrities we got here?
I know.
And Big John.
Coming by Big John Ruth.
Big John Ruth.
John, come over and say hello.
Come over here, Big John Ruth.
Yeah, I got to tell the truth.
I know Cheryl's not
Big
going
John
to,
Ruth telling the truth.
You need to speak for her.
I've never told a lie in my life. Okay. Because I never finished the first one. What's going on, Mike? You guys are saying
I don't know. We're just kind of hanging out.
Yeah, hanging out like wet clothes, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Some nights.
That's right.
It takes all night to dry them anyway.
Yeah.
We've got a good little crowd here this morning.
Yeah, we're doing all right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Keep me away from those apple fruiters over there.
Nope. Oh, you went over and I offered them to you, John. Now you've gotten closer to them.
I'm trying to stay away from stuff like that.
Yeah, I understand. Well, it's hard. Don't open a box.
You know that, right? Once you pop, you can't stop, right?
Yeah.
So are you taking care of my buddy this morning?
That's a real challenge. It's a real challenge.
The honorable.
He is honorable.
That's right.
I thought you were going to take that ring off and throw it at me or something, Rufus. That would hurt.
Well, we just want to stop by and say good morning to you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate
how many years
that,
you got now with Curtis?
April 25th will be my 50th
good
anniversary.
Gracious.
At WPTF.
How about
I was hired April 25th, 1975.
75, okay.
Yeah, that's what it says on my employees. File. That's
pretty
much official.
I got radio part-time in 1980, still doing it, 44 years now.
Good for you. That's a long time, man.
Weekends, of course. You know.
Well, you are also a fireman.
Give your station and your call numbers again.
No, I don't want to get those. No, that's all right. We'll leave that alone.
What are they going to do to
you? Don Curtis might beat me.
He'll give me a... But you're on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon, 105.5 in the Sand Hills in North Carolina.
They are an NCN affiliate.
That's right.
So that's fine.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Dodge a bullet then.
Absolutely.
Anyway. But it's always an honor to hang around you, Mike.
It's an honor to be with you, too,
Well,
buddy.
You're a legend and another legend sitting right here.
I'm not a legend. He is.
I'm a legend.
Well, that word is thrown around a lot.
Rufus Everson, former Secretary of State, Attorney General,
almost made it to the resume.
That's right. Yes, sir. He's a Carolina grad, too. That don't hurt anything, does it? Unless you're a Wolfpack fan.
Yeah. It's okay. I got family. That's whatever there.
All right, Mr. Secretary.
Big John, I'm surrounded today by all my state friends, and I'm not going to bring up something that happened about 3 days ago over at Chapel Hill.
No, there's no need to do that. We're hurting.
Well, I want
hurting.
Hurt,
I mean, there's no need to rub it in.
So. Better days are coming, folks. Better days are
coming.
Oh,
yeah, sure. For all of us.
Just take it like men and women.
The promised land.
Well, I'm going to turn the mic back over to you, Mr. Secretary.
That's dangerous.
Well, Big John is an institution, a legend, and a good-hearted soul.
I was just telling him how much it meant to me for you to give me that Rufus lapel pin.
Oh, yeah.
I told Rufus I'm going to wear it in church in the morning.
He may not come out alive.
No.
It might throw you out of church.
Somebody might say, you're wearing the devil.
I'm not. I'll wear what I want to. Right.
Well, you know, there's a fine lady. Come here, Cheryl, a minute.
Come on, Cheryl.
This is Cheryl Mattingly.
Cheryl doesn't want to talk.
She has been with me over 25 years. And she gets on the radio, Big John, a lot. Don't act so shy because you know how to do it. What do you think about the Weekend Gardener, Cheryl?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a great show. I listen to it a lot more than you know I do. I try to check up on him. I do, and make sure he's not talking about me.
Well, you're talked about a lot. Cheryl is talked about a lot.
I'm kidding.
And
but
Big John.
I do enjoy it. And yeah. It's set on my little radio in my
680. Good.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just like the old days.
Button, listen to it.
Right.
And enjoy it. And y'all crack me up sometime.
This is your.
It is.
Cheryl is your right and left arm.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, a hand.
Yeah, 25.
Oh, wow. What would you do without
it? I'm laughing because Rufus and I, you know, 25 years ago was quite a bit long ago, and we were both young and vibrant. And no, I'm just saying, no, we're still.
You're washed up, man.
No, I'm just laughing how we laugh at each other. You know, about
slowing down.
About trying to get up the steps.
I better quit talking.
Yeah, you better be careful.
I'm including myself with this.
Right.
I'm including myself. But I'm just saying.
It's very depressing.
Oh, God. Somebody. Horace.
Oh, we got Appalachian State.
Help me, Horace. I'm in trouble.
Appalachian State involved there. Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm well. Good to see you, sir.
It was good for. Glad we have two bouncers. It was good just in case there's trouble.
I'm sorry. I'm still on the radio.
Now
that's okay, Cheryl. It's very, very, very laid back.
Huh? Here you go. Thank you, Rufus.
Well, Horace, you've got on a great shirt there, Appalachian State.
All your brothers and sisters.
I had
went
four
there.
Brothers and one sister went to Appalachian State. I don't know what happened to me. I rolled off down the hill. But congratulations on going to a great school.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It is a great school up there. And I remember seeing you up there at Horn in the West. That's a long time ago.
Is that when you were an Indian?
Was that the night when I lost my breech cloth?
He was an actor. Yeah.
You know, he wore this little thing called a breech cloth, and this is the honest goodness truth. I was back there doing a dance one night, and it flat dropped off, and I was buck naked.
Your mama didn't
It was darkish. It was darkish. And I headed back to the room and tried to tie that thing back on. And the cast had quite a laugh about that.
I bet.
The Indian who lost his breech cloth. But they didn't see much.
All right, we have to take a break. Joel is telling us we have to take a break.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'm sorry. We will be back from the State Farmers Market coming up on the Weekend Gardener. It's 9:42. All right, we're back on WPTF. Everybody's doing their own show here. Johnny's doing his. Johnny, why don't we just talk since everybody else is
preoccupied?
Yeah. So you have the pruning demonstration coming up March 2nd in Timberland.
March 1st. Yep, makes sense.
That March 2nd is something else. That's Phil's birthday.
It is.
Yeah. So March 2nd. Is Phil, would you like to come back around here and participate in the show?
Yes.
I said, would you like to come back around here and participate in the show, or would you like to go home? You better come on back around here. What are you doing? No. Oh, you're talking to Horace. Everybody's talking to Horace.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So you got, I just mentioned it was your birthday on March 2nd. March 1st is
that's
a pruning demonstration.
The daylily show at the fairgrounds, isn't it?
Oh, well, yeah.
March 1st is a daylily show, too.
Yeah.
March 2nd. March 1st. I don't want to get everybody confused here.
Who's on first?
I'm easily confused.
Yeah, who's on first? Yeah. So.
But, yeah, so we got that.
What else is going on at the extension service? I mean, you've got more than pruning going on.
Yeah, we've well, the master gardeners, of course, are active, you know, getting things started. We usually do the Granville Gardeners have a expo in April. It's hard to believe it'll be here before we know it. So we're preparing for that. And we'll have some good presenters at that this year. We're having people there from Extension. Of course, you know, Extension includes agriculture, you know, the row crops and also horticulture, but we also have livestock. We mentioned beef cows a while ago, and have a livestock agent and a family consumer science agent. And they're going to be talking at the Granville Gardener Expo this year. I think the
bring it up a little bit. There you
family,
go.
Family, consumer science agent's going to be Jennifer Brown's going to be talking about food preservation, and then Kim Woods, the livestock agent, will be talking about the basics of livestock. You know, if you just have some, you know, a few livestock to take care of, what you know, what you need to know as far as the basic needs of that, and then we'll be talking about composting and seed saving as well. So we've got things planned on the commercial end. We've got a pesticide exam coming up in Person County. We're going to have that March 13th, I guess. So yeah, a lot of things going on in Extension. We have a new director in Granville County. Selena McCoy, she's doing a real good job. She's hit the ground sprinting over in Granville County, so really enjoying that. And yeah, just getting geared up for spring. I mean, it'll be time, where, you know, it's about time to start getting your pre-emergent out if you haven't got that out already.
Oh, good,
for your
good
lawn.
Point. Yeah, we talked a little bit about that last week, but you have to you're talking about for lawns?
Yeah, for your
lawns.
You
could do it for most anything, anywhere you're going to get weeds. If it's in the lawn, you got to make sure you don't plant any seeds. Don't waste money on buying any seed.
Yeah.
Because that won't come up either.
Exactly. Yeah. You have to be careful what you plant. Of course, usually, you know, your fescues, you want to plant in the fall anyway, your cool season grasses. But your warm season grass, if you're going to plant any this spring, you want to make sure you give your pre-emergence plenty of time to take effect before you put those seed out. But pre-emergent, it's always good to get your pre-emergent out maybe a week early rather than a week late. So you want to go ahead and probably get
it
that
probably
out.
It probably would have been good to do it before the snowstorm.
Yeah, it would have been melting. You'd have got that.
Fertilizing your fescue too.
Fertilizing the fescue. Definitely. If you haven't done that, you want to get that done.
The water goes in there.
It would have been perfect. It would have been perfect.
I'd done that. I was thinking about it, but I said, "Well, I put it off."
Phil gave me wildflower. Is it time to do it, or is it too early?
For wildflowers.
Plant wildflower seeds.
I would go ahead and get them out there. Usually wildflowers you plant in the fall. A lot of times.
Yeah, I planted some last fall and they lasted through the winter.
Okay.
The seedlings came up in the fall.
They'll come back.
And so areas that I want to go ahead and, so now it'd be okay.
Yeah, I'd go ahead and get them out there. As long as the birds don't eat the seeds, they'll come up once the soil warms up enough for them to germinate, they'll come
right.
So I'd go ahead and get them out there. Main thing with any seed, of course, is seed to ground contact. You know, you want to make sure you get
absolutely
good
I normally on the wild seed, I just take some little handfuls of dirt and scatter over the top of them.
Okay, yep. So that
generally does it
to germinate. And you know, gardening too. Somebody was mentioning gardening a while ago, and it's time to start thinking about if you're going to plant your tomatoes from seed. I mean, they need about a 6-week lead time to get ready to go in the ground. So you need to be thinking about that. A lot of people like to put tomatoes in the ground, you know, toward the first of April, middle of April. It's a little early for the northern part in Granville and Person County. Usually, 1st of May is plenty early. But
I'm an April 15 guy.
People like to plant.
People are thinking early, about tomatoes. Like to Brad Crone was yeah. first to mention it this morning.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're looking at, you know, 6 weeks out from the 1st of April, you know, we're right there. So you need to get those seeds planted and get them germinated.
Well,
peppers will
grow,
take it even longer than that.
Helping me grow. Yes, helping me grow some seeds right now from a cousin of mine in Johnson City, Tennessee, who died, and I will remember Gladys through my seeds, and Phil has got them in her hothouse for me.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, we're going to talk to William. William, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
William,
chilly morning.
William, the air traffic controller.
Yes, sir. Hey,
calling
William.
Calling us from beautiful Beaufort, North Carolina.
How's Beaufort, North Carolina.
Yeah, how much snow did y'all get?
We got a little ice. That was about it. About not even a tenth inch of ice.
Oh, you got ice. Wow.
Yeah. So
I'm sure your plants appreciated that.
Oh, yeah. They definitely appreciated that. I was debating whether to cut the grass, but I got to wait a little bit till this cold spell gets over with.
Well, you got zoysia, haven't you?
Yeah, I cut it down, get all the thatch off of it. I don't want to cut it until we, out of the freeze window.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I brought those for y'all to have one.
Yeah, excuse Rufus. He's handing out patronage. He's saying we have cinnamon buns. Cinnamon buns.
Oh, goodness.
See,
where y'all doing the remote from today?
We're at the farmer's market.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And people are turning down the cinnamon buns because they've just eaten at the restaurant.
They said they were going to.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, it's worth it just packing in.
Oh.
Phil,
you
don't want to take all these home.
I'm not going to take them home.
All right.
They need to come get them.
Well, I called your shop the other day, Phil.
You did?
Yeah, I got an order in for 6 of the steady-as-she-goes gardenias. You can't find them down here.
Oh, okay.
Steady as you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Used to be Prince Charles?
Yes.
Charles, yeah.
So that's small and reblooms.
Blooms all summer long. They're so beautiful. All right. Well, thank you.
Well, how do gardenias do down in Beaufort?
They do well down here. I had the knockout roses, the white knockout roses before, and they were the fungus was just getting too fast. So pulled them out, and with all the humidity we have down here.
Right.
So, but yeah, the gardenias do well, so I'm going to put the gardenias in their place.
Good.
That's a good choice.
See how that goes.
Rufus and I met the guy. We were doing a remote between Siler City and Pittsburgh one time. And the guy who came by,
Phil,
who developed those, came by.
Huh.
And then he retired. To somewhere on the coast.
Yeah, he's down that way somewhere. I can't remember. I think he's down below Moorhead, somewhere down more like Topsail or somewhere.
Topsail that way.
Yeah, his name's Phil Dark. Wow. He had a nursery out there, right there where you turn. It's about halfway between Pittsburgh and Siler City.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering if I put mine in too much shade because it blooms in the spring. I get nothing in the fall. I wonder if there's too much shade, Phil.
Well, it's supposed to bloom all summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be too much shade. Mine's gotten in a place that's shady because of the banana shrub.
They need sun, but they need some protection.
Filtered sun.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's filtered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I know you have plenty of sun down there.
We have plenty of sun. I'm just ready to get rid of this cold weather.
Oh, I know. Me too. I like cool weather, but not cold as it is now.
I don't mind the cold weather as long as I don't have to stay out in it for a long period of time.
William, I know that you've been concerned about a lot of this aviation problems we've had here.
Yeah, William is a retired. I say he's retired. He was retired from Raleigh-Durham International Airport, but you continue that part-time, luckily, that you were available for New Bern.
Yeah,
I know they're glad to have you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a nice little airport there. It's building up. They added more flights on going to Orlando and Hartford, Connecticut here this year.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I hope that. Why is it so? Is it so hard to find air traffic controllers? Are they not training them in the Air Force or the services anymore, or are they just don't want the stress or what?
They are. The problem is the FAA knew we were going to retire, all of us old timers that hung on with Reagan, and they knew the window we were going to retire in, but they were never proactive enough to start the hiring. And by the time they started the hiring, it was too late, because it takes anywhere from 3 to 5 years to train a fully certified controller.
Wow.
Depending on where they're working at.
Yeah, thank goodness they are trained that well.
Yeah. And a lot of the military guys, like I came out of the military, a lot of those guys are staying in because of the incentives. The military's offered some great sign-up bonuses and the incentives to stay in the military.
How about that? Well, that's good. I know recruitment is way up in the services. So, well, that's good. That's good, too. But everybody needs incentives.
Yeah. Just a matter of putting the right people in the right jobs, and it takes a while. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And the FAA just wasn't as proactive as they need to be. Of course, it's a reactive agency. Every rule we have is because of a plane crash. That's it's just the way it works.
Which luckily don't happen that often. The crashes.
Right.
So you're getting some gardenias. What else are you interested in adding to your landscape?
Well, I'm pretty much. Got it all taken out. I had to take out some little cypress bushes they overplanted when they built the house. They were taken over, so send those out.
Well, so they were happy, huh?
They were happy. They were growing. I call them cousin it. Just the yellow ones that flop over.
Yeah,
like cousin it.
that was kind of creepy. Then no wonder you were trying to get rid of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Put a blanket over them.
Exactly. They were trying to take over the front porch area there.
Well, did you just have an anniversary, or was it your wife's birthday? It was something.
Was her birthday. I took her up to Grove Park Inn. Yeah, we went up to Grove Park.
That was fairly recent. Okay.
Yeah.
I knew you had something going on.
January.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'll let y'all get to the break, guys. It's nice talking to you.
All right.
So, William.
Well, William, always great hearing from you, man.
All right. Y'all have a great show and a great weekend.
All right. Thank you, sir. Well, we'll do the best we can. That's all we can do. All I've ever done is the best I can do. All right. More of the Weekend Gardener coming. It ain't much, but it's all we got. So we'll be back.
I went to a Rotary Club.